Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Hey, JC. Happy Friday to you, buddy.
I love Friday because this is when all the movies come out, and this is when I talk about going to see the movies, but I never do because we get to talk to Gray Drake, and she tells us everything we need to know anyway. Gray Drake.
Hey.
From RottenTomatoes.com. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm good. Summer's kicking into high gear.
Yeah, it is. We have a movie that we've been looking forward to because Reese Witherspoon, Sofia Vergara teamed up, and it's supposed to be a pretty good movie, or what?
Nah, it's not.
Oh, are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, oh. I'm serious as a heart attack, which is actually funnier than this movie.
Oh, no, it's that bad.
Yeah, I thought that this script is an absolute atrocity. It's so lazy that it makes me appreciate the writers on Modern Family, because if I could die and be reborn as any individual, I think it'd be Sofia Vergara.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, what's really a good part in Modern Family in this movie is so lazily written that I finally understand. Sofia Vergara is just speaking Spanish, and no one else speaks Spanish. That's the only joke.
Yeah. She's a one-trick pony.
And yelling.
Or maybe a one-trick burrow. What would we call her?
Oh,
burrow.
One-trick burro.
So Reese Witherspoon is this uptight cop. And she is sent, like, one of her jobs is to protect a witness and the witness's wife. But all of a sudden, nobody is who they say they are. She and Sofia Vergara end up on the lam. And I wish that were a unique statement, but it's like the best script that you'll see produced this year that was written in 1982.
Oh, no.
Did Reese Witherspoon base her cop character off of the one that arrested her?
Oh.
That would have been fun.
At one point, Sofia Vergara goes, "Don't you know who I am?"
Oh, good.
No, they don't. There's nothing that self-aware in this movie at all. This movie's hot garbage is what it is.
Oh, wow, that's strong.
What's it getting on the tomato meter?
Oh, you guys, it's getting murdered right now. It's at 11% and falling.
Oh,
well. The bright side is it's doing better than Paul Blart Mall Cop,
which made millions at the box office.
So there's that.
Yeah, exactly. And they knew going into it that movie was definitely not about critical acclaim. They couldn't have cared less what the critics said. And I think that the same goes for most comedies. And, you know, Hot Pursuit, it's coming out for Mother's Day. You're going to go to brunch. You need something to do. You're probably going to take your mom to this. But I want to be clear. Your mom deserves better.
Well, at least one good thing has come of this movie. Mm. It looks like, at least in the press, that Reese and Sofia are best friends.
Yes, and you know, I think they really do like each other, and their chemistry is there. And it's present in the movie, it's just not utilized. And it's more fun to watch them doing the press tour than it is to watch the actual movie. And you know how there's been a ton of stuff about equality for men and women in movies, especially lately.
Yeah.
Well, I have good news. I know I'm bumming some people out by saying this is a bad movie. This film, directed by a woman, starring women, is every bit as bad as Get Hard was, which was run by men.
There you go.
There you go.
Equality.
We got there. We're equal.
And if it's so bad they pull it out of theaters early, they could always show it on Reese's forehead.
Oh, my God, Al.
Jeez.
Whoa.
That's awful. Well, my daughter and I, speaking of taking your mother to the movies this weekend, she has already told me what she wants to do with me.
What?
She wants I'm trying to think of the correct English term. Anyway, we're going to the movies.
Yeah. Okay.
To see?
She wants us to see Cinderella. We still have not made it. She says, Mommy, that's what I want just you and me to do on Sunday.
Perfect.
So I'm looking forward to that, Gray. And that's still in the theaters and it's good, right?
It is, and that's a really good choice because y'all haven't seen it. That one is actually going to leave you satisfied and full of awe and wonder. It's a beautiful film, whereas Hot Pursuit is ugly.
Question, Gray, because you went and watched this movie, you saw the premiere, and then you had to go interview them.
Yes.
Is it awkward when a movie completely sucks? Like, do you tell them in person or did you lie through it?
I don't do either. I would never lie, and because they know, they definitely know that you're lying.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not the world's best liar when I'm staring right into somebody's eyes, and mm-hmm. it's about film because I care so much that I really am not fooling anybody.
Right.
So I, when I'm doing interviews for a movie that I didn't care for, which happens, I always pick things that I did enjoy or things that I think would be really interesting to talk about. So that way I don't have to lie.
Right.
Because it's a miracle that a movie even makes it to the screen. It takes the effort of so many people. And that's the thing I've always hated about criticism, is it feels bad in my heart to just completely dismiss a film and all of the people that worked on it. So even the world's most offensively terrible turd of a movie has something that I can talk about and be genuine. So,
like the credits.
Movie,
So what'd you say about Mall Cop?
Well, so for this movie, I just found a pair of handcuffs, you know, were laying around.
Grace a freak.
Yeah,
wow.
I knew it.
Girls with colored hair are freaky.
50 Shades of Grey Drake over there.
And so I just ended up talking about that because they end up handcuffed to each other a lot.
Oh, that's cool.
Shout out for sure.
I can dab with that.
Uh-huh.
And again, they really do like each other. So the two of them in a room were really delightful. So it ended up being okay. And I could never look deep into Sofia Vergara's beautiful brown eyes and tell her she's awesome when I didn't think she was.
Hmm. So they didn't ask you, did you like the movie?
No, they
Good.
Did not. And thank God for that.
Woo! I lived
another day.
They knew better to ask
yeah,
that.
Right. So there you have it. According to Gray Drake and RottenTomatoes.com, Hot Pursuit is cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, it's colder than my heart, you guys.
So what do we have to look forward to in the next couple of weeks?
Well, this is actually a good thing that you've got this weekend to emotionally and physically prepare yourself, because the rest of May is going to knock your socks off.
Really?
Good.
Next week, oh my God, next week we have Mad Max Fury Road to talk about, and trust me, there is a lot to discuss.
I know, and I don't even want to hold off on it. I know we have to, but is this going to be something we need to put on the calendar?
Yes. Absolutely. Right now. Mark it down.
Great. Yay.
Mark it down in blood.
Oh, it's great. And I was told, since I haven't seen the original Mad Max movies and I kind of know what they're about, someone told me to watch
to prepare.
Two. Someone said I don't need to watch one or are there three, one or three, but I should just watch two.
Well, they're all great. I'm not going to pick between them because I think they all have their merits. Definitely one and two are the stronger ones.
Okay.
But
I don't got time for that. So which one?
Two.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, then I'm going to watch two, and then when we talk about it next week, I'll feel a little more prepared.
I'm going to make this even easier on you, Jenna. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. This is just a yes or no question. Do you understand the concept of a loner, of car chases, and of people getting punched in the face?
Yes, and I understand the concept of Tom Hardy because I love him.
That's all you need, girl. Don't even watch the other movies. It ain't rocket science.
All right. Awesome.
You're done. Boom. But, I just saved you 90 minutes. You're welcome.
Well, Gray, I don't have anything else to do. Can I borrow your handcuffs?
Yeah, you're going to have to clean them off first.
Wow. Ugh. Yes. That's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com right there, and she's a freak.
Yeah, right? Could you put that on your business card? Gray Drake, freak.
Yeah.
Gray, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for letting us know Hot Pursuit is not worth it.
Oh, you got it. Don't pursue it, guys. Don't pursue it.
Thanks, Gray.
Bye, Gray Drake.
Bye.
Movie critic.
Movie freak.
Slash
She's a movie freak.
Freak. Movie freak. There you
that
go.
That works. Movie freak.
There you go, Al. Beat the Bank is coming up in less than 15 minutes. Before we get to that, we must find out.
I got some news for y'all, man.
Who in this room was featured in Entrepreneur Magazine?
Yep. No joke.
I mean...
No joke.
It could be any one of us.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say I got some news for you. So. Yeah.
Big Al Mac found this article.
I found something that I think y'all are going to dig it. I'm not a braggy person. I'm really not.
You're giving away.
But I just want to mention in passing that someone in this room...
Yeah.
Is featured in Entrepreneur Magazine.
That's real interesting. But
Kelly, your hair looks great right
now.
Yeah,
I was looking at Kid TV. I changed the part, and
yes,
I'm wondering.
I like it.
I think I'm wondering what Kid TV thinks about me changing the part in my hair. I'm sure you were talking, and I know you said something interesting.
Did you hear what I just said?
Somebody's in a magazine in this room, Kelly.
Even my hair, I'm going through this little weird phase.
Yeah, Al, what was that word?
Changing the part.
Entrepreneur, inspiring.
Inspiring, Kelly.
Yeah, I know Kelly's inspiring people to change the part in their hair.
Let's do Change the Part Friday.
Well, I already did my hair.
Hashtag Change the Part Friday.
Okay.
Entrepreneur Magazine.
I'll flip it to the other side during
change
the break,
part.
Kelly.
Why are y'all talking about hair?
Jenna, how are you going to flip your part since you're in the middle?
Well, I did it yesterday. I did it to the other side, the uncomfortable side for me.
So all right.
Today's in the middle. I switch it.
Entrepreneur Magazine.
So, beat the bank, and we're going to change the part in our hair. And something and about some magazine I was talking about. Something.
I have been featured in a magazine.
No, somebody.
I'm not somebody. Sure,
somebody.
I think if I part my hair the other way, it's more flattering to my face.
Oh, we could do Spike It Up on Spike It Up Fridays.
I'll be proud. I thought y'all would share in my...
That side accentuates your cheekbones.
Yeah. You like it better? Yeah. Okay, I might try it.
The Entrepreneur Magazine.
Exciting hair bit coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We told you to listen for your chance to play Beat the Bank literally seconds ago.
Yep.
Well, guess what?
It's that time?
It's your chance to play Beat the Bank, Big Al, Matt.
Bam.
Well, not you, Big Al. You can't play. You work here.
Right.
We're looking for caller number, let's go 23.
23, all right.
At 800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-HE-KID.
This is your shot at winning up to $1,000 as long as you know when to bail out of that bank vault.
Mm-hmm.
It can go up to $1,000. It may not go up to $1,000. It's up to you to find out. Well, Al, you have been teasing this all morning long.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I
can't believe you've made us wait this long find out the big reveal.
I'm so anxious.
I'm so proud. I really am. This is a very proud moment for me.
Thank you.
And, you know, I've been in business for myself for a long time. I had started a little DJ business called Al Jams Productions.
Yeah.
I had a mortgage company called...
AJP.
Yep. I had a mortgage company called Al Mack & Associates.
Yeah, you did.
AMA.
Then I had First Impression Limousine Service, 351061. And now, you know, here I am with McKinney Avenue Tavern, Big Al's McKinney Avenue Tavern, and Big Al's Beer Bucket in Playa del
Carmen. By the way, Al, how did you used to have to answer the phone?
I only had one phone line.
Yeah.
And I had two businesses. I had Al Mack & Associates and First Impression Limousine.
Oh, yeah.
I answered the phone. Al Mack & Associates, First Impression Limousine, may I help you? Yes. That's what you have to go through when you're starting a business, man.
Heartwarming, Al.
So when I saw that I was being featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, it really...
Oh, you mean it's you?
What?
It's featured?
It's me.
So how'd you find out about
this? Oh, wow, I'm so surprised.
Yeah,
You've been teasing it all morning.
Kelly, I thought it was going to be you.
Oh, JC, come on. You, obviously.
Oh, stop it, Kelly.
This means a lot to me. And just to give you an idea, they featured 8 people in this article.
Eight?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you've already been interviewed? Is interview a loose term?
Sometimes you could just research a person. You don't necessarily have to interview them.
Okay.
It's like when Barbara Walters does her special, but some of the stuff's just old photos.
And just to name a few of the other people.
Please do, Al.
That were featured in this article. Uh-huh. Richard Branson.
What?
Richard Branson.
The billionaire?
Yeah. Pete Cashmore of Mashable.
Whoa.
That's
two.
Let's see here. One, I'm trying to get names that you would know.
Yeah, of course.
You should have written them down ahead of time.
Zig Ziglar.
Oh,
wow. Motivational speaker.
Yeah, Zig Ziglar.
So let me just.
Oh, I thought he was an adult film star.
Let me just tell you what they said.
He's a very religious old man.
Let me just tell you where I'm featured here. Let me just tell you a few things that they wrote.
Sure, Al. Go ahead and read it for us.
He's extremely successful.
Success?
Successful and someone that aspiring entrepreneurs look up to. I included his Instagram profile on this list for one main reason. To show you that a work-life balance is possible, even for the busiest of entrepreneurs.
How many pictures have you posted on your Instagram?
A quick look at his Instagram will reveal pictures at business functions, at the gym, with his family. This is proof that there is always time for health, fitness, as well as family. It takes dedication and impeccable time management.
They're joking.
I know. I got it. I put it together. I know what's going on here.
What?
I don't want to blow it. I just figured it out.
Based on the picture that was just flashed on Kid TV.
If you go to Kid TV right now, you'll see the article where I'm featured. It's a little something about Mark Cuban too.
Yeah.
But in the picture that
owner of the Dallas Mavericks,
the
billionaire
Mavericks
on Shark Tank.
But in the picture, if you'll scroll, standing right next to Mark Cuban.
Ah.
Is Big Al.
They featured your photo or Mark Cuban's photo with you at your bar in his article.
So the picture they used of Big Al Mac, he's clearly drunk in it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Mark Cuban was in the top entrepreneur and you were in his Instagram photo.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Well, it's Al's Instagram photo.
Still cool though, right?
Pretty cool.
Still cool though, right?
I mean, your last name isn't even mentioned, Al.
Yeah. Well,
that's okay.
Okay.
I mean, they could have featured a picture of him with anybody, one of the Mavericks.
This is no joke. This is an entrepreneur. You go to entrepreneur.com. The title of the article is...
Are you inspired by it?
8 inspiring Instagram accounts you should follow.
Oh.
Oh, it's not even... Okay, it's the Instagrams.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
Richard Branson's is cool.
And, I mean, saying you're featured in it is
very
loose.
He is.
Am I not featured?
But out of all of Cuban's photos, I'm really shocked that they choose the one of him at Big Al's bar.
Right?
He's on the court side at the Mavs games. He does some cool stuff.
Al, what are the chances they saw this picture, you and Mark Cuban, they said, that's a black dude, must be a basketball player. What are the chances?
Well, I want to say this to Mr. Cuban. Thank you, first of all. And should someone ever need my picture for some type of recognition, some type of honor, I will use a picture that features Mark Cuban in my, turnabout's fair play.
Well, Al, if you're so close to Mark Cuban, to where you're being featured in an entrepreneur magazine.
Thanks, Mark. Well, we call him Cubes.
Oh, the Cubes?
Yeah.
Why don't we just go ahead and call him right now and
Huh?
Yep.
Well, since you're so close to him.
Okay, go ahead and call him.
Give me his phone number.
Go ahead and call him. I can cyber dust him.
He answers in Cyberdust too.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
No, I would figure you would have his phone number. We could call him and talk about this entrepreneur.
I normally cyberdust him. I don't call him.
I mean, we all can cyberdust him.
Busy. It's been busy.
So you're saying you don't want to call him? I mean, just give me the phone number. I'll call him right here on the phone.
We gotta beat the bank, man.
I'm ready.
We gotta beat the bank. We gotta be mad.
Oh, we can call Mark.
I was gonna call him, but
I don't give out my homeboy.
Oh, come over here and dial it.
No, that's okay. No, let's go. Let's beat the bank. Beat the bank.
I thought they were acknowledging you for your business savvy.
I am. You see my picture back there in Entrepreneur magazine.
Pretty cool, Al. I think it's pretty cool.
You're like the naughty boy to Zayn Malik. You're naughty boy to Mark Cuban.
I mean, I'm kind of like his side. Well,
you're riding the coattails, sir.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll get to Beat the Bank in just a second. And Big Al Mac's latest whisper rap.
Yeah.
But Kelly, you got a pretty cool email first.
Yeah, this time yesterday we were playing Beat the Bank with a police officer, a woman in blue.
Right.
We had a little bit of fun with her. Well, we actually got this message sent to us on Facebook yesterday, and I'll read it if we have just a minute.
Okay.
This is from Crystal Rodriguez.
Shout out.
Good morning. I'm listening to y'all's morning show right now in Corpus Christi. I, too, am a police officer. You guys always have me laughing, but the questions asked to Officer Morgan, the girl from yesterday, were hilarious. I always appreciate you guys making me laugh and keeping me entertained in the mornings. It's been an extremely tragic week for our police department as we lost our chief of police this past Sunday in a motorcycle accident. Mm. He was a great man with a big heart. His family, along with his family in blue, have suffered a great loss. Didn't mean to turn this message into an emotional one, but as I drive to court wearing my uniform that I proudly put on every day, along with a mourning badge cover in honor of the chief, I was thinking about the bittersweet day it's going to be tomorrow. We'll be attending the chief's funeral services. That's today, because you wrote yesterday. It's bittersweet because of the reason so many officers will be gathering, but wonderful to see the bond we have between each other, especially in tragic times such as this. With that being said, thank y'all for making this morning's ride better than what it was due to my mind being preoccupied by tomorrow's events. P.S. Big Al, when I'm banging on someone's door and they yell, "Who is it?" I respond with, "It's the police."
Thank you.
But you weren't asking her that. You asked Officer Kristen if she said police or police. She probably says police while talking. It is right, though.
But when you bang on the door. You say police.
Because they got to let you know that it's the police.
She said yesterday she didn't have time to enunciate like that. She just said, police, freeze, police, hands up.
Yeah, when they see you, they already know it's the police. But if you're banging on a door, you got to let them know.
I said police.
I got you, Al, on that one.
Thank you very much.
So is it like tomato, tomato?
I guess.
But most people say tomato. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, most people do.
Beat the bang.
Yes.
Beat the bang.
Here we go.
Beat the bang. All you got to do is yell stop. Start at the bottom and you get to the top. Don't have to tell you
wife you want. Call your side piece. Go have some fun.
Wow.
Call your side piece and go and have some fun.
Don't repeat it with audio and volume.
Oh my gosh, Al.
You don't have to tell your wife. Okay. That's fine. Well, today, this person will not have to tell their wife.
Holy.
Haley Prophet, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Awesome. By the way, awesome last name for this game.
Yeah, right?
Prophet. Oh,
thank you.
Yep, yep. What do you do, honey?
I am actually a head teller at a bank here in the town I live in.
Oh, that's wow. Great, honey. Who are you, honey?
When
her?
I said that, I was like, oh,
what you doing,
damn.
Honey?
When I said that, I was like, oh, damn. What did I just say?
Haley, do you say police or police?
Police.
All right.
Well, yeah, there you go.
You're 0 for 2, Al.
All right.
Honey.
Haley, how would you like to kick off your weekend with a nice little profit?
It would be fantastic.
Do you know the rules to beat the bank by chance?
I do.
Oh, you do? Well, we're going to tell you anyways because we heard Mark Cuban's listening, so we want to let him know how we play.
In case he wants to play next round.
Yeah. We're going to put you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show bank vault, and we're going to throw dollar amounts your way by the banker. His voice is going to be extremely angry for some reason. And once you hear the dollar amount you think is going to be the highest for this turn, all you got to do is yell stop. Even if it's $1,000, Haley, you yell stop.
Okay.
All right. I always feel good on Friday.
You feel good this time, Al?
Feel good.
You feel good because you're leaving for Mexico as soon as we wrap today.
Right. I feel good, Haley. I don't know what it is. I swear to you, I don't, but I feel good.
There you go, Haley. Big Al Max says he feels good. It's Friday. We feel good.
All right.
Hopefully you win a lot of money, okay?
Okay.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$190. 300. 350. 420. 450. 490. 720.
Was it 720, Shannon?
It was 720.
720.
I was so afraid.
You certainly made a profit, Haley.
Well done, Haley.
Thank you so much.
Just for fun, let's see how much longer this banker keeps talking to us, okay? Just to see how high it goes.
760.
Yeah, you're still good.
850.
Yeah.
920.
Oh, it's going to go all the way?
Does it?
Yep.
980.
Wouldn't that be funny if it slammed?
Oh, I would bail out right there.
Yeah, what's 20 bucks?
I would say stop.
Yeah.
1,000.
Oh, tricky banker, you.
That was tricky.
Told you. Stop police.
Stop police.
Hey, stop. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's why you gotta yell stop. That before
good job,
hey, Haley, not bad. $720 first round.
Yeah.
What can you do with that kind of money, Haley?
I'm actually putting it towards our very first family vacation to Walt Disney World this year.
Yay!
Yay.
And happy early Mother's Day, Haley.
Thank you.
Go buy yourself something nice.
Thank you so much.
In addition to the trip to Walt Disney World.
Yeah. Well, you know, moms always end up buying the gifts.
Sure.
Because they pick them out. There's Haley. Haley Prophet just won $720 with Beat the Bank.
Play again in about 40 minutes.
Yep. We play twice a day, Big Al Mac. And guess what?
What?
Mark Cuban was, in fact, listening to our show.
Yes, he was.
And he's actually on the phone with us right now.
Oh, really?
Because
I just want to say thank you, Al.
Mark, you don't have to thank me, man.
No, seriously.
Mark, do you ever wonder where you would be in this world without Big Al Mac?
Every time I see Al, I start to wonder.
Mark, I'm pretty...
If, you know what he's asking himself? If only I'd made a few different decisions.
Yeah.
That's where I'd be today.
Right? Life could have been a whole lot better, but fortunately, I have my anchors, my wife Tiffany, my daughters Alyssa, Alexis, and Jake.
Yeah.
They keep me stable, and the material things just don't matter to
That's
us.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
If you had to choose the Mavs or Big Al Mac, who would you choose?
You can't ask me. Those types of questions are impossible to answer.
What's going on, Mark?
Oh, it's just, it's your world, Al. I'm just living in it. You know that.
I hear you, dog.
Were you slightly mad that that was the picture they used in the Entrepreneur article about you, Mark?
Say what?
Were you upset that they used the picture of Big Al Mack?
No, anytime I can look better, it's always good.
Oh.
And I always look better standing next to Al.
That's right.
You are too kind, my brother. You are too kind. Mark, way too kind.
Mark, I have to ask you more sports stuff. How's Chandler Parsons doing?
Oh, he's a lot better, man. He's already in the gym, and he's been riding a bike already.
Okay.
2 days after surgery. So, yeah, we're real excited. He's working hard, and you know, we're excited that he's going to have a full recovery.
Oh, that's fine and all, Mark, but Jenna wants to know.
I meant more like, what's he doing right now?
Yeah,
like,
right now?
Well, there's a lot of people in the community who believe that he and Jenna would make a good couple.
You know, it just depends if you're looking for Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now.
Oh, Mr. Right Now, yeah, 25-year-old NBA player, just Mr. Right Now. People keep telling me we'd make a cute couple. I've never met him, so.
I can make that happen.
Oh,
I can make that happen.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I'm fine. I know how athletes go.
Yeah.
I just
say yes.
I need a Mr. Right Now.
Say
yeah.
Yes.
You know what? I took him to Matt, to McKinney Avenue Tavern. He was starstruck by Al. So, you know, maybe you could introduce the two of them and kind of be that intermediary.
Oh, I'll call.
What?
Should I call him?
You had him at your bar and you didn't say anything?
Al didn't recognize him because he's white.
I guess I'll.
What's Mark doing with that white guy?
I guess. That's all white guy with Mark Smith.
I guess I'll call him. I can call him.
Who?
Have his number?
I can call Chandler, yeah.
And you know, I was heartbroken, and people keep saying the chiropractor for the team's like, you need to go out with Chandler.
You weren't ready to put your toe back into the pool.
Sure I am. Rebounds. Oh, rebounds. Okay. Rebounds on the court, rebounds in life.
All right, Mark,
you make that happen.
Bring him on by, Mark.
I got y'all, so you just let me know when.
Bring him on by, Mark.
And my birthday's tomorrow. That just made my day, Mark. Thank you.
I'll see if I can drag him down to the studio. We can all hang out.
Whoa. Please tell me what day so I can
decent. Please tell me what day so I can get a wax.
Gee, wow.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Y'all have fun. And thanks again, Al. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, brother.
Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks and on Shark Tank.
Man, I got to buy him a beer or something. He's so nice. Well,
Are
you telling me that guy came by?
He's hurting for money.
Hold on. Did he really, though?
Yeah.
And you didn't say anything?
Well, what am I supposed to say?
You have
I got athletes coming in all the time.
What other athlete has come in there
all the time? Just
look at Jenna having Dez a tissy.
Dez comes in.
They want to make sure when they come to the bar that I don't go out and talk all their business.
Why can't you just text Jenna? Get up here now.
I understand that. It's just been the most bizarre thing that everyone keeps saying. You need to meet Chandler Parsons. And I didn't even think about it. And people keep putting it in the universe. And you met him?
Yeah. He's got his number.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Man, I hope your girlfriend's moving far away.
They don't want to feel like as soon as they come up into the mat, Al's gonna go on the radio and talk about, ooh, I did this, I did that.
He just said he was starstruck over you. You know what? Forget it.
No, it's all good.
Forget it. Fine. Yeah,
it's all good.
Are you guys gonna fight right now?
At least you could do is text her and say, you need to get to the bar now. I can't tell you why, but come up.
Or
something.
Me too.
All right, I will next time.
Or even just like show a picture to see if he's interested.
Sure. Yeah. Al, the girls are so mad at you right now.
I'm not gonna be creepy about it.
You're not a good friend. You're just not a good friend.
I'm a good friend to Chandler Parsons. He knows I don't have to talk his business.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
That's bad.
I mean,
that's
make a
good
poster of Kelly showing up
that's
at the
good
bar.
But that's
you're
good
right.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Al. That's a pretty big deal right there.
Last time I
that's
come
cool
help you out singing karaoke.
Oh, let me text Dirk back. Tell him
oh, my God. You're so full of crap.
Tell him
now
I meet him up there a little later.
All right.
Full of crap.
I'm going to text Tony Parker right now. That's what I'm doing.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This Sunday is Mother's Day. I saw a new survey found that that you can actually put being a mother on your resume now.
You can.
Yeah.
Huh.
You can actually, and people and companies are actually looking at it as, what you do as a stay-at-home mom does qualify for things we look for and people that we employ.
I can see that.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. I guess you could always put it on there just the way that people view it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's changed.
69% of employers say that the stuff you do as a parent does qualify as relevant experience.
Life experience.
That's great stuff.
School of life.
Now, also, with Mother's Day, you must have that perfect gift for your mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you procrastinated. We got your back. We scoured Craigslist to find the best of the best.
Oh,
that's where the best stuff happens, right there on Craigslist.
Are you guys going to have to help me choose out of these?
Oh,
I gotta get something.
We have too many good ones, Jenna.
Last minute, huh?
That's what we like to do.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Mother's Day.
It's not Christmas, you guys. It's Mother's Day.
I had to stop myself.
Unique gift for mom. The best gift you can give her on Mom's Day. Collect all these figurines in various colors and give them away to your loved ones, or really mother, on Mother's Day. And this is what it is. A see-through pregnant figurine with fetus inside. Mom holding belly. A beautiful sight. A unique and memorable gift they will appreciate forever. Made of molded resin and measure 8 inches high, you can choose with one fetus inside or two for twins.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh,
$39.
That's so sweet.
Oh, my.
You can see these gifts. You can see these gifts if you're watching kid TV.
Well, I guess that's art.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Mother's Day.
How about this?
Okay.
How would you like to go to a concert with 9 of your friends, Mom? Oh, it could happen. And you could sit second row.
What?
Yes. 10 second row seats.
Ooh.
$25.
Total?
Each? To see.
No, total, Kelly Raspberry.
To see.
If you've been dreaming of seeing Susie Bogus in concert, she will be at the Englert Theater in Iowa City on Sunday, May 10th at 7 p.m.
Shut up. For real?
Wait.
Susie Bogus?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly. You don't know who Susie Bogus is.
Well, they are $25 each, but who's Susie Bogus?
Country singer.
Let's take a listen
Bogus?
To Bogus.
Bogus.
Come on.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. I'll take that.
10 second row seats,
where I
Kelly.
Go?
Craigslist?
I mean, no. Where's
the show?
Either reply to this or call me. I'll save the phone number for you so nobody steals it.
Where is the concert?
It's in Iowa City.
Oh
dang it.
I'm going to go out there.
I'm going to get to Iowa City between now and Sunday.
Yeah. Pretty good deal, though.
Yeah.
I like that deal right there.
Been wanting to check out some Susan Bogus.
Yeah, I know you.
Susie.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Mother's Day.
Okay, hen with 15 chicks. This is not a game. So cute to watch. Great Mother's Day gift. $250 takes them all. The hen will raise them. Hen and chicks are healthy. I hate to sell, but I have another hen that just started setting, and I can't keep them all. Call me. $250 firm.
Wow.
Big Al Mac, you must do your, since you're the animal impressionist on the show, mm-hmm. give us your best hen right now.
Hen?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
Side note, this is a club in South Dallas. It's called R.L.'s Blues Palace, I believe. And they do a chicken. They call them hens. They call the girls hens.
Hen
they
bring
them
yeah.
up, hen yeah. party. And they bring them up on stage. And when one gets through dancing, twerking, all this kind of stuff, Ariel will say, about 90 years old, "I need another hen." And another girl will come up on stage.
That's a great side story.
That's a great story
to add.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it totally has to do with, yeah. with the chickens.
I never...
That was Big Al's pointless story of the day.
I need another hen. That's probably going to be on his grave, on his little tombstone. yeah. Another hen.
Or Ariel.
So, I mean, that's what he's known for.
I guarantee it will be.
What you got, Kelly? Hold on. We got to stay.
Oh, I want my jingle.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Mother's Day.
Well, here, I have to throw a little sidebar here, too, Al.
Come on, Kelly.
I might have to save this one for Father's Day.
Mm.
And you'll know why after I tell you this.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Free sermons on cassette tape.
Oh, yay!
I have a collection of sermons from over the last 20-plus years on cassette tape. They are free. To anyone that would like them, good stuff must come pick up. There is an additional grocery bag full of cassettes as well.
Mm-hmm.
If there is multiple interests, I can split them up.
Oh, that's nice.
You throw in a cassette player and I'm in.
Hey. Yeah, but you can split them up, and then what happens? You're not going to know how it ends.
Spreading the, no, each
sermon is individual on the cassette.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
After church, see, churches are these places where people go on Sunday jump. And,
what?
And in some churches, you can actually buy the sermon.
Yeah, they record the sermon.
Immediately following the sermon.
Wow.
Like if it hits you.
Like I'm saying, you can
that was so good.
Out of
yeah.
the sanctuary,
the
and you can buy the sermon that you just heard.
Right, I'm following that, but DVD. Can someone explain to me what a cassette tape is?
Another time.
The merch table at church.
For another time.
You have another one, Jenna?
I do.
Go ahead.
Free stripper pole.
Shout
perfect
out.
Perfect Mother's Day gift.
Of course.
I had some great times on it.
Bro, the new Super Bowl.
I had some great times on it, but I think I need a bigger one that can withstand my weight. Text me.
Now, does it come with complimentary Lysol wipes?
Right.
We might need to
wipe that thing down.
We might need to send that person a few of the tapes.
Right.
Yeah.
There's certain things you shouldn't buy you. Panties.
Yeah.
Stripper pole.
Yeah. Check.
I feel bad. I have underwear dating back way too long, but I feel bad just throwing them away, but I can't bring myself to donate.
You can't. They don't take it,
right? You have to throw them away.
I remember I accidentally dropped that bag of thongs off at the shelter.
You have to throw them away. It feels so useless and wasted. But
you can't take it to the Goodwill because that's a bad
will. No, that's bad.
Yeah. That's a bad will.
Here's another one. I have a highly collectible, limited edition Dale Earnhardt Brickyard 400 bear for sale.
Ooh.
This bear commemorates Dale's Brickyard 400 victory in 1995.
Oh, that was a good one.
Be the envy of your friends with this highly collectible bear. There are not many of these around. This particular bear is number 1,978 of 3,333. See photo of foot.
See photo of foot?
Stamp the number on the
foot. Okay.
Oh, okay.
They say it's in very good condition. This bear is perfect for Dale Earnhardt fans, Brickyard 400 fans, and bear fans. Perfect gift for Mother's Day. Purchaser will pick up from our home. Cash only. $25.
Check your local listings for police. The police department, they have special safe places to pick up. Some cities do, where you can go. This is legit.
Under surveillance.
They have certain places to go and make Craigslist transactions so that
you don't have to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when someone tells you, meet me in the alley behind.
Don't do that. Yeah. Mm-mm. They have places with surveillance cameras and lighted and everything.
That's good to know, Al. Yeah. Good tip. Mm-hmm. That was a good side story.
That was good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was really good.
I need another hen.
Nope. That one not. That was not. We'll do one more.
Okay.
Jenna, give me your best one.
Go ahead.
All right.
Hold on. We got to sing.
Of course.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Mother's Day.
Give Mom an alpaca from Michigan. Oro is a second-generation, true black, full Peruvian with rare bloodlines. Polar Vortex has an extremely fine fleece, which almost feels like butter in your fingertips. Now, Penny is an older girl, probably not going to live much longer, but she has lots to offer.
Aww, to be with it. During its final days.
But it feels like butter.
What a downer.
When we do Craigslist.
A downer, Jenna.
I want to buy that.
When we do Craigslist anything, I wish we had a camera focused on Psycho Shannon. Psycho Shannon's the girl that does all our buttons and pushes all the buttons in here. Because she grins like, oh my God, I can't believe somebody's selling that.
Oh, to Shannon.
On every item that we talk about, Shannon's like salivating. Like she wants it.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I don't know
what's
more concerning that I think Shannon's the one that found all of those.
Shannon wants them so bad she crosses out the phone numbers so we don't call
them.
She's like, that's mine.
There's no contact.
I'm keeping these.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank.
Let's go.
Beat the bank.
Here we go.
It's a cool little game we like to play. A heck of a way to start your day. So open your purse or even your MERS. But if it closes, please don't curse.
What? Almost made it.
He ran out of breath.
Whisper is hard. I got a t-shirt.
Whispering is hard, Al.
If Alan's out of breath doing that, how is he going to bike 15 miles to work?
Oh.
I almost busted my butt yesterday on that bike because it kind of rained and I wanted to do some practice riding.
Yeah.
And it wasn't raining when I started, but it rained while I was out. And I'm riding, I'm like, oh my God. And the car stopped in front of me. I was going kind of fast. I'm like,
yeah, because it's a motorcycle.
It's a pedal assist.
I can't wait.
It still makes you tired. I'm going to be honest with you. It still makes you tired. You still get a little exercise.
Join us next Friday as Big Al Mac rides his bicycle that goes 30 miles an hour because it's powered by electricity to work next week.
Yes, it's National Ride Your Bike to Work Day.
But it's not all about the bike ride right now. It's all about Lauren Harmon. How you doing this morning, Lauren?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
Good.
You already at work?
I just pulled up.
Okay. You in the parking lot?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, we'll hurry up and make sure you get into work on time.
What do you do at your work?
I am the 4-H county educator.
4-H?
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
We just had some pigs named after me and Jenna.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's exciting.
I know. I never thought I'd be so flattered to have swine named after me.
I heard Big Al Mac and JC are coming up soon.
Okay, good. Did you see Kelly's the black one?
Yeah, that's
was
weird.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, you were the. Okay. Yeah, it was Jenna was the pink one. Kelly was the black one.
Lauren, we're going to put you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show bank vault, and we'll throw dollar amounts your way. When you think you've heard the highest it's going to go, you make sure you yell stop for us, okay?
Okay, will do.
Even if it says $1,000, you got to yell stop.
Okay.
All right. Lauren, are you ready to win some money?
I am.
All right, let's play
Beat the Bank.
$170 $240 $270 $360 $410 $460 $500
Stop.
$500
You got it
for Lauren Harmon.
I just wanted to make 500. That was my goal.
There you go.
There you go. Well, you got it. You got it.
Just for fun, let's see how much further this thing goes real quick.
Yeah, last time it went all the way. Yeah. It won't go all the way twice in a row, do you think?
It's always different, Kelly. You never know. Let's find out.
550. 690.
Hey!
We got a lot of it.
Nice. Good job, Lauren.
Way to go, Lauren.
Not bad.
Well, you have fun at work today. Have a wonderful weekend. You have kids?
All right. I do. I have a little 2-year-old.
Oh, and happy Mother's Day, Lauren. Enjoy your $500,
so
okay?
Much. I'm sorry?
Enjoy your $500.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
New CD alert, everybody.
CDs.
Well, a new album, I guess.
Does it come on cassette?
It comes on whatever you want to get it on, Jenna.
There is still a big CD section at Target.
It's called Stages. It's in stores now. You can get it at Amazon.com or iTunes.
Or at Target.
Or at Target, Kelly. Kelly's a big fan of Target. And you'll hear such songs like this one right here. I know. Stop crying.
That's my daughter and my song.
That angelic voice right there is Josh Groban, and he is on the phone right now. Hey, Josh.
Good morning.
Angelic
voice doesn't sound like this early in the morning, but it's okay. Thanks for playing that. It's nice to see you.
Oh. Seriously, I'm buying this whole album just because of that one song. That's my song with my daughter. We love that.
At Target.
Hey, and with my Target debit card, I get 5% discount. I hate to take that money away from you, Josh, but I got to save where I can.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Awesome.
Kelly, would you like to ask Josh something about the Kentucky Derby?
Josh, was that your first year at the Kentucky Derby?
That was my second time at the Derby, but my first time singing at the Derby. So I had to be totally sober for that one.
Yeah, it was my first time at the Kentucky Derby, and I was doing red carpet interviews, and I tried so hard to flag you down. I couldn't get you to come over. You were busy, though. Yeah. I forgive
what?
You.
I felt like I was on that red carpet for ages. I'm sorry I didn't see you.
I know. You didn't. We never made eye contact.
This is way more special, I feel like.
it is.
Way more intimate.
Yeah, the phone. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Josh, yes. Josh Groban, when you're on the red carpet, what's the best thing to do to get your attention?
Yeah, what could I do for next time?
Yeah.
Curse words always turn me around. I feel like if you sing something, I there's so many people shouting. If you just let out a huge soprano note,
okay,
I will come to you like a siren call to the cliffs.
Well, okay, I'm going to hold you to that.
One of your songs or just any random song?
It doesn't matter.
Gibberish. Just sing. Just, okay,
as long as I hear that angelic voice
coming out of my. Well, hey. You weren't the only famous national anthem singer that day. You and Jamie Foxx going head to head. I think you might have out the winner.
I think Josh won that one.
No comment. I didn't see it, it's a song that you're obviously honoring your country, and it's a song that everybody does in their own special way.
Yeah.
And Jamie did it in his, and he's a very talented guy.
Have you ever had an off night or off performance like that, or maybe just one song in a performance where you were just off?
Yeah, I mean, you do as many, you know, hundreds of performances as I've done, and you have, you know, certain nights where you're just like, what is going on? I had one night, I think we were in Milwaukee, where sound check went great, warm-up's going great, feeling awesome out there, and then literally 3 songs into like a 28-song night, my voice became a whisper in front of 20,000 people.
Wow.
And it's the nightmare. It's the running in slow motion in your underwear nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to level with the audience and just say, hey, like this is like a dancer spraining their leg, and you know, I can either lip sync, oh, boo, 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 okay, I won't do that, okay, or I can come back another day, boo, boo, okay, I won't do that. So I said, tell you what, give me 15, 20 minutes, let me go backstage, figure out what the hell's going on, and I'll be back. And I've never done that before in my life, but I went backstage, drank a lot of water, warmed up slowly, and got back out there and finished the show, and it was actually one of my favorite shows because of that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Huh. But with a powerful voice like yours, you know, Sam Smith's going through that vocal cord surgery right now, and you know, Adele's had it, John Mayer, when you guys have powerful voices, are you real strict in your personal life around your friends and loved ones and just like don't talk that much?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I've always been really paranoid about vocal health, and I always find that, you know, there's oftentimes a lot of warning signs before you need to go under the knife. And so, you know, if I ever feel like a little bit of a twinge or I feel like I've just been working too hard, I'll go see the doctor. I'll get a camera put down there. I'll go see what's going on because it's grueling. And sometimes, you know, there's so much demand that you just want to be superhuman all the time. And the voice is human. You can't pack it up like a guitar and just go out and party. So it's, you got to be conscious of it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Josh, not only have you sold 30 million albums worldwide, but you're also sporting a pretty manly beard as of now, right?
Lumbersexual, they call it.
That's it.
Until I found out that apparently we've got poo-poo in our beards. Have you heard
Josh,
that?
Josh, I was not going to bring that up because I did not want to gross you out. But yeah, they say
I don't think that's a real thing. I really don't.
I love the facial hair.
At least 7 times a day.
Well, they say that's how you do it. You have to keep your face extremely clean, and you have to not touch it, because even if you wash your hands, you're touching doorknobs and things where other people haven't.
Yeah.
And then you're touching your beard, and you're getting poo in your beard.
That is so gross.
But then at the same time, they tell us the toilet seats are clean. So what's that all about?
Right.
Toilet seats are cleaner than your beard, Josh.
Josh Groban, have you experienced the greatness of the art of shaving?
No, I haven't experienced the art of shaving. I mean, I have shaved in the past, if that's what you mean. But
it's a national chain, I believe. It's a store normally in the mall, and I'm telling you, man,
they have one attached to our hotel in New York City too, where they do the straight razor, which I would be terrified as a man.
Yeah,
to have somebody do that.
Hot towel, straight razor, then the cold.
Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
Everything. I'll send you a gift card, man. I want you to experience this.
Oh my God. They do the hot washcloth.
Yes.
And they cover
your
face and the whole thing.
Yes, it's $35. I'll send you a gift card. I don't mind.
Hey, Josh Groban.
That sounds like heaven.
It is. No, it changes your life, man.
Al seriously won't stop talking about it, Josh.
I go every Sunday. Every Sunday.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
You just enjoy your smooth, smooth face.
Well, he has a beard, but he gets it groomed. And I guess now they're offering sanitization after this article came out about pink beards.
And coloring.
Maybe so. Yeah.
Josh, this story came out about Chris Brown, and this is intriguing to me with guys. Have you ever had about a girl sneaking into his house and showing up naked? Have you ever had a fan break into your hotel room, Josh?
I can't say that I have. I have accidentally walked in on a room that wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm.
I was the intruder by accident.
Yeah.
They gave me a key to a room at like, you know, our tour bus rolled in at like 3-4 in the morning. The person at the front desk was really tired and confused. Gave me a key. I just walked, you know, I just kicked it open the door. I couldn't wait to get to my bed, and there were two people sleeping in it.
Oh.
So, I was lucky I wasn't shot. Have not had anybody break in, but thanks for putting it in the universe.
Well, yeah, because I would say you have mostly like a lot of female fans, so I figured you would have had that
different
happen to
than
you.
Chris Brown's fans.
Yeah. Now, Josh Groban.
How did she get in?
We don't she broke know. In. She lived there for a few days while he was in Vegas and was eating his food and spraying graffiti in his home. It just was on the news this morning.
I feel like this story is perhaps deeper than we realize.
Yeah, probably. Josh, your album's called Stages. You did a duet with Kelly Clarkson on there.
Oh, good.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, Kelly, Audra McDonald, Chris Bode. Wonderful duets on this record. Kelly's a voice that I've wanted to sing with for a long, long time, and I know that she's kind of a Broadway nerd like I am, and
yeah.
And I thought, you know, it would be kind of an unexpected thing for us to tackle this song from Phantom of the Opera and, you know, surprise her fans, surprise my fans, and she just crushed it.
Now, since you're into doing duets, may I offer up somebody from our show who has done one of your songs in the past? Jenna Owens, who was in the boys choir back in the day.
I was in the Cincinnati Boys Choir.
Cincinnati Boys Choir.
Yes, Josh, I have the worst voice you've ever heard in your life.
I'm just throwing it out there, Josh Groban. Would you like this in your
Listen,
next...
Anytime. Do you have a song you'd want to sing with me?
Yeah.
One of your bigger hits.
Yeah, yeah. Take a listen to this, Josh, real quick.
Oh.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains.
Like butter.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it beautiful, Josh?
Yeah.
Hopefully no food on that mountain.
That is...
I think it's about confidence, Josh. I think, you know, as long as you...
Yeah?
First of all, there are notes on the scale I didn't realize existed until now.
She found them.
That was like an L.
Okay, I'm mortified right now.
That is where goosebumps go to die.
How do you guys do this to me? I'm sorry, Josh.
That's a funny line.
I thought it was very charming. Look, it's very early. It's early.
That was many years ago. I was in the Cincinnati Boys Choir. I was in some operas because I sang High Like the Boys before I went through puberty. Yes, I was the only girl in the Cincinnati Boys Choir.
Sure.
I got pics to prove it, Josh. I was in Aida, DeRozan Cavalier. You know, you're a nerd with that kind of stuff. Okay. Man, I'm sorry about that.
Give it those three little words. Bless your heart.
Yeah. Okay, move it along. Stop.
Josh, before...
Bless your heart, she tried.
Yeah, right, exactly. Before we let you go, Josh Groban, we're doing this competition with kids called The Big Break, where we're searching around the country for the next big talent. What advice would you give to that person who's trying to break it into the industry?
That's a really good question, because the industry's just changed so much since I got started. I mean, when I got started, there was no Twitter and there was no YouTube. So, I mean, I would say that the cool thing now is that with social media and all that is that you really have a chance kind of away from the label pressure, away from all the different fads, to really connect with a fan base like on your own, to really build a fan base from scratch and have that connection, which wasn't there before. But I would say mostly, like, don't get caught up in the circus of it. Like, just keep your head down, listen to as much music as possible, and work really, really hard and be nice to people. That's my advice.
Well
there
done.
There you go.
There you go.
That's right. Josh Groban advice,
Josh,
right there.
I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to stick with it.
Shave often.
Yes.
Shave often. And wash your hands.
Josh Groban, make sure you stop by our studio next time you're in town, man. We'd love to have you in studio.
I would love it. Love to be there.
Oh, yeah, to think about it. Yeah.
That's how I'm sending the invite. His album's called Stages, some of the greatest musical theater songs.
I wasn't thinking about it. There's a delay.
Oh, that's what it was.
Pick up Stages right now in stores or on Amazon.com or on iTunes.com. Josh Groban, thank you so much,
man.
There
you go, Mr. Groban. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thank you guys again. Have a great morning.
Adios. You too, Josh.
Bye, Josh.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.